Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
No. Are you grateful, Dermot?
No. Hurry up, Maria, because I'm so dying to eat one of these biscuits that Sean brought into work.
I doesn't have tea and biscuits while I tell you what to watch on the telly.
He didn't ever talk on this link anyway, Maria, to be honest.
Okay, I'll sit back so.
The Wire seasons 1 to 5 has gone up on Sky On Demand.
All right.
So this is one that passed me by. So I think I'm actually going to watch it
now
that it's all there.
It is absolutely brilliant. Now look, it's one of those box sets that does require a little bit of commitment. Like there's a lot of episodes. It's quite, you could do one of those wall charts where you figure out what's going on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's so worth it.
You see, we've just given up on Maniac.
Oh,
I tried
you?
So hard because I really wanted to like it.
Oh.
And I got to episode 6 and went, what? Ah, lads. So I just gave up.
Yeah, it's...
And it takes an awful lot for me to give up a box set.
Sorry, one thing, Maria. Dermot, I know you're chiming out of this, but if you want to talk, you do need a microphone. So you have to take your feet down on the desk. Clear your mouth of your biscuit.
I'm in episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely gone down a weird path. So should I not stick with it?
No, my advice would be
no.
Drop all of your commitments and watch it all in one go. Because once you split and try and go back to it, it's really, really hard to get into what's going on.
All right. I'm back to my biscuit now.
Okay, well, anyway, I think, yes, The Wire is a brilliant option. So what's it on now? Sky
On Demand. Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Seasons 1 to 5 has gone up on Sky On Demand.
That's great.
There's a TV show on tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock called Talking Dead Preview Special.
Yes, Maria.
It's The Walking Dead is back next Monday, the 8th. So do you say this Monday, next Monday? Anyway, Monday the 8th. So this is like, they'll have loads of the stars and the writers and all that kind of stuff towards season 9.
Yeah, I tend not to love these when the show is on, but I do like this one because it reminds you what happened in the last season.
See, and that's a thing. Yeah. I always have to go back and watch a recap.
Yeah.
I always look on YouTube for like 2-minute recaps of seasons that have ended that are coming back because...
Yeah, but why can't they just do last time on this thing?
Yeah, they
and
don't just,
well, no, because... that's fine and they'll give you the headlines, but what this show does really well is it goes into a bit of the nitty gritty. So it'll go, okay, so the main things happening this season are this and this, but... why is this guy appearing over here and we didn't see him since season 5? You're like, oh my God, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It is good. It is definitely worth doing if you're into The Walking Dead, which I massively am.
Well, that is on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock.
Deadly.
If you're into The Walking Dead. The Apprentice UK is back on Wednesday on BBC One at 9 o'clock.
Do you like this?
I do like this. I think I like the Irish one a bit more.
Yeah.
But obviously we don't have that anymore.
It was called The Apprentice.
But I think I like it more because my niece calls him Sugarface because she can't get into her head what his name is. Alan Sugar.
How you doing, Sugarface?
Sugarface. But the first episode sees all 16 candidates. They've 9 items to go and sell and make a profit on. And they have to go and sell them in Malta. Lads, if I got kicked out on episode 1, I would be delighted that I even got to go to Malta.
Speaking of TV shows and making profits, did you see what happened with, not Antiques Roadshow, what's the one where there's a blue team and a red team? Under the Hammer or something like that. Anyway, one of those programs was on, and Bez from the Happy Mondays was against Jarvis Cocker from Pulp, right? And Bez's team won, and then they came back and it was like, oh, there's been a problem. One of the teams has broken the rules. And Pez's girlfriend bought all of his stuff.
Oh, my God.
Which you're not allowed to do. And then he was disqualified. And Jarvis Cocker was so disinterested, he didn't even show up for the recap bit. He was just like, we're all here, except Jarvis.
Oh, my God.
That was so funny.
It's like a producer's nightmare.
Yeah.
Everything went wrong. There's another TV show on BBC Two on Thursday at 9. It's called The Placebo Experiment.
Ooh.
Can My Brain Cure My Body?
Dermot's got to love this stuff.
So they take 117 people suffering from chronic backache and they give them, I think they split them and they give...
placebos.
They give placebos to some of them, yeah. And that's it. Like
to see.
Yeah, but they obviously don't know. They think they're trying out these really, really powerful painkillers.
Right.
So that's what they're told. Mm. And they're told when to take them and off you go. So they're trying to figure out, it all in your mind?
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so that's BBC Two Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Writing that one down.
And then my movie of the week is Joy, which is Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper. It's on Thursday at 9 o'clock on Film 4. It's about a single mother who has a manic day-to-day life until she comes up with a new invention for the kitchen. Okay. I think it's a household tool. Mm. And her life changes.
That sounds cool. I
want to look for it for inspiration, and then I won't be here for the rest of the week.
Are you going to invent a new kind of spatula?
Yes.
And then that's it, your life will change.
Yes. So that's on Thursday at 9 o'clock on Film 4. I won't be telling you what my invention is, though. You can buy it. I'm not even giving you freebies.
The BBC Two show sounds like Maniac, says someone.
The what?
The BBC Two show you just talked about sounds like Maniac.
So I'm going to swap this for Maniac.
Helena says, Maria, stick with Maniac. It's totally off the wall, but brilliantly absurd. Totally worth the effort.
I don't really know what's going on.
I'll stick it out till the end and I'll tell you whether you should jump back in or not.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just pause it for the minute then.
Yeah.
We're like two people who go swimming off the coast anywhere in Ireland. Where one of us jumps in and goes, nope, that's it, it's too freezing. And I'm going, should I? No, no, Maria, stay in a bit longer. It's grand once you get down.
087-4100-102. I think Watch the Wire, lads, be far better off.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.